Let me introduce this next speaker. Oh, wait, it's me. All right, so what we'll do is I will give the president's report here and say a few things. I'll try to make it brief, and then we'll go on to the governmental affairs stuff. So first of all, isn't it great to be here together again? I was sitting up in my room this afternoon doing some calculating, and I found out, or I figured out that our last convention in person was June 6th through 9th, 2019. And when I asked how many days ago June 9th was, the answer I got, or June 9th of 2019, the answer I got was 1,300 and 91 days. All right, that is how long it has been. And for all of you smart alecks out there, no, I did not end up getting the hours and minutes in there. Before you hold that question for later, Guillermo. But yeah, 1,391 days. Isn't that pretty amazing to think how long it's been since we've been days? So that's how long it's been since we were last together. Pretty crazy, I'd say. Let's see what else here. So, been a lot of changes during that time, and we've learned quite a bit. The world had to go completely virtual there for a while, so that taught us quite a few things. Some of those changes, since some of those changes in going virtual, some of us have some things have started going back into person again. Let's see. Some things are some chapters and meetings are still virtual, and some of them are hybrid. Obviously we are here learning tonight how to do stuff with our first hybrid convention. So, yeah, hopefully we can take some of these things and be able to learn from them into the future and have a better CCB going forward. We've had many challenges. Obviously, and most notable is our tax status and our suspension. Lisa continues to work hard to submit everything, get us reinstated. I understand that we are still working with IRS and hope to have those things done soon. I want to thank Lisa for all of her continued hard work. Please give her a hand of round of applause here. Despite those changes, CCB is still in pretty decent financial position. I just met with James this afternoon, actually, here at the hotel, and we are approved for another round with the Energy Upgrade California to move forward with that. We're looking into some other grants as well that will continue to help CCB, not just this year, but in years to come as well. I believe that one of the biggest strengths of CCB is and always will be our members. Our chapters have continued to find ways to meet and to be active during these last few years. Whether it's advocacy, just getting together for picnics, whatever it is, we've managed to find ways to continue going on. I hope that we can continue learning and using what we've learned these last few years, like I said, to continue moving forward and just continue staying strong. The beginning of this month, CCB did move the office. So we moved from the second floor of the building, cleared down to the first floor, consolidated a little bit, and saved some money in our rent. I want to thank Nicole Pacheco for largely orchestrating and organizing that. And with that, the board has discussed possibly moving to a completely virtual office in the next year or so. So that might be something that could be happening. At this point, I want to discuss some of our committees that have been active. The first one I want to recognize is our TOG, the Technical Operations Group. They've been busy managing our email lists, including moving our CCBL email list from the old host over to groups.io. Thank you, everybody that was involved in that endeavor. And we are finally starting to look at work of moving the redoing, not moving, but completely reworking our website. I admit and have even had discussions as recently as today with people of our website really needs a facelift. We need to make some changes and make some updates to several areas on there. So that's something that's going to be looked at. Membership committee. And actually, let me back up. The technical operations group, I want to recognize that that is chaired by Vita Zavli and Phil Obregon. So thank you, Vita and Phil, for your leadership on that. Membership, in case anybody did not know and has missed it, is now chaired by Joe Green. So with under Joe's leadership, that committee is reaching out to chapters and members and also putting together a new member welcome letter and packet. So I'll thank them for working on that stuff. In addition to, you know, some of the stuff that we saw here this last few weeks with the opening virtual session and you know, putting together that game that we continued with on Tuesday night. Let's see here. We have several convention-related committees, not the convention planning committee, but convention-related. So we have our awards committee chaired by Margie Donovan. Bylaws committee is chaired by Steve Bauer. Credentials and nominating committees chaired by Frank Welty. And resolutions chaired by Jeff Tom and Sarah Harris. So, you know, all of those committees are ones that we hear from during this time, week or month of our convention. And so it's not just the convention planning that goes into it. There's all those others that they go into putting things together for us. So I want to make sure to recognize them. And then, of course, we do have our convention planning committee chaired by Sarah Harris with co-chair Andrea DeKlotz. Haven't they put together a great co convention here this week? All right. And well, I'm not going too far away from there, but we have also chaired by Sarah and Andrea, we have our publications committee. Come on, go ahead, clap for them. Thank you. So they do things like the CCB happenings every week and the Blind Californian that comes out every quarter. So we want to thank them for their work on those. And then, of course, we'll hear from here in a few minutes, Governmental Affairs, chaired by Alice Turner and Artis Basin. Sorry, I lost my spot here. All right. Next, I want to talk about, speaking of governmental affairs, and talk about some of the bills very quickly that we worked on last year. You'll hear more about the current stuff, I'm guessing, coming up here during their time. So that I want to kind of just review briefly some of the ones we did last year. There was AB 1999, which dealt with behavioral health services. We worked on AB 2264, which dealt with Caltrans intersections, and that one, thanks largely to Gene Lozano, we were able to get in there that all Caltrans intersections are supposed to have an accessible pedestrian signal, especially where there is an LPI or leading pedestrian interval. So that was a huge thing. So thank you to Gene for that. We of course worked on and submitted many letters and testimonies on SB 1480, which dealt with e-voting and ballot returns. And of course that one was pulled by the author before it was ever even went to a vote. We had AB 2480, which was on rehab services. We ha and then of course our big one that's a 2 year was a 2 year bill that we worked on for a couple of years was AB 371 on the e-scooters. And so we have another bill on that this year. And that doesn't even mention all the different hours, numerous hours of testimonies and letter writing that largely Jeff and Regina do. So let's have a hand of applause for Jeff and Regina. And also, thank you guys, everybody, for all your ch the chapters and individuals who write letters in support of all of our bills. So thank you. Give yourselves a hand of applause. All right. At this point, I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up, at least as far as my planned remarks, and then we'll open up for some questions here. Again, I don't think I can say it that we've had our challenges over the last few years. Some of them were, could have been avoided. Some of them, obviously, the whole world faced. But, we're coming out pretty strong here. And I am pr very proud of the members in this organization. And I'm so proud to be president of this organization and be working on behalf of people who are blind or have low vision, to be working towards making life better on a daily basis. Thank you. And with that, I will take questions. All right. Do we have any questions out there?
You have a hand in Zoom.
We have a few hands in Zoom. And do we have any hands in here in the room?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and again, let's kind of alternate between the room and Zoom. So let's hear from whoever's in the room first.
Hi, it's Vita.
Hello, Vita.
Hey, Deb, I think mentioned a really good strategy that I think we should really consider, and that is to try to have co-chairs for every committee so that there's always two people responsible in leadership, and that they're mentoring and learning, because there's always that situation where someone is not available and you need someone else who knows the ropes. And I really hope we will consider doing that for every committee.
I 100% agree with you, and I was taking notes while Deb was talking on that same thing. So that's a very good idea. Thank you, Vita. Who do we have first in Zoom?
Sheila.
Sheila.
Sheila Gunn Cushman here. Hi, Gabe.
Hello.
I am very concerned. You mentioned that we are re-upping with Upgrade California with PG&E. And there are some pretty critical issues that is ha that are happening with PG&E beyond that. And I would like to urge, challenge, push a little that I would like to see wider discussions with PG&E regarding things that affect blind folks and folks with no folks with low vision. I can talk, really, I can. The atmospheric rivers that all of California has been experiencing have resulted in massive power outages that no one was ready for. No one was prepared. No one expected. And I would like to see a CCB representative. PG&E has a committee that has to do with disabilities, folks with disabilities, and older adults. And I would like to see a person there who knows about this. And I would volunteer, but it doesn't have to be me. And I wonder what your thoughts are. And I know I threw this at you, curveball. So we can definitely talk offline, but I want it pinned to somewhere.
I appreciate that, Sheila. And if you can get me the name of that committee and any contact information, then we can definitely have a discussion about getting somebody on there.
Yes, I can.
I do agree with you that our community can be especially hard hit by when there's disasters like that. So yeah, we definitely need to have a voice at that table.
These discussions actually started last year, but they just sort of died. So, yes, I'll give you what I have.
Yeah, let's definitely have that conversation. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
All right. Do we have any another hand here in the room?
Hi, Gabe. It's David.
Hello, David.
Congratulations on everything that you do and that you keep this organization ticking along, and we appreciate everything that you do, right, everyone?
Thanks.
Right. Well,
I
David, it's a team effort, and it sure wouldn't happen without everybody else doing most of the work.
think that James has done an admirable job with the Energy Upgrade Grant, but I am concerned that I would like to see us look for grants to establish a public relations apparatus, to work on housing issues, transportation. There's so many issues. Just 2 weeks ago, we had a transportation community forum, and I was so amazed at some of the comments that people made. They were even more radical than my comments. And no, I really serious. I would like to see us look for some grants to really work on refining this organization. It's great to work with PG&E, but I think it's much more important to promote this organization, and we can do it if we get the money. Thank you.
The thing we have to be really careful of right now is that we need to find grants that are not geared just towards nonprofit organizations. And that's where we've been really great to have that EUC partnership, is that they're for community-based organizations of all kinds. But I do agree with you, and I definitely agree with see where you're coming from on that. And if we can look for those kinds of grants, then I think we should go for them. All right, do we have another hand in Zoom?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. All right, well then, what's that, Lisa? We do have hands in the room. Okay. All right, man, I thought I was going to get off easy.
Just when you start thinking, Gabe.
I'm
Hi.
sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah. After my question. Hi, Gabe. Thank you. This is Margie, in case you don't know. Then I'm gonna always bring this topic up until we do it. And I've seen a number of discussions on our CCB list.
and I've seen it on CAAVL and different lists about we need to strengthen the ADA, we need to pass nursing home legislation, we need to do XYZ. We don't need to do any of that. We have laws. We have laws that we need to enforce. When someone is in a nursing home, if it's a nursing home that takes Medicare and they are not getting their needs as a blind person met, that's a 504 complaint. When somebody has a paratransit issue, that's an FDA complaint. Various ADA complaints, I'm not going to get into the whole thing because we do want to get to elections. But I surmise that we have some people in this current organization, and I happen to be one of them, that can help people file specific complaints. I've filed FTA, I have filed ADA, and just as of this week, I filed a 504 complaint. And I really would suggest that the board looks at putting a call out and speaking with those of us and finding out what our expertise is so we can start helping the members that need the help to file such complaints. When will you do that by?
I will do that by the end of April of this year. And she will hold me to that date. I heard that comment. I considered saying April of 2025, but yeah. All right. Do we have any other questions? Hands up there? Okay. How many?
One more.
Okay. I think we'll take this hand and then I'll hand it off to the next group at that point.
Okay. This is Joshua Saunders. And I had a question. Oh, sorry. Right there. There we go. I had a question.
Yeah, if you speak a little bit louder, Josh, because okay, sitting where I am, it's kind of hard to hear the speaker.
Okay. My name's Joshua, and I had a question regarding our nonprofit status and what's happening with that, because I was attending or listening to a board meeting where it was suggested that the treasurer refile the documents to the tax board to as one filing to try to get it back into their heads that they need to pay attention to this, and I just wondered how that was progressing and whether that was done.
My understanding is that those documents were refiled as of a couple of weeks ago, and so we are hoping to get back to the top of their list and get it back on their radar and work from there. But yes, those documents have just recently been refiled.
Good to hear. I was wanting to hear that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. And oh, I'm sorry. It says on this thing here that I'm supposed to thank myself. So self, thank you. All right. Hey, got to have a little fun with when you have the mic, right? All right. With that.